That was, in fact, for Emmanuel, was born in Bethlehem of Judea.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, how did you even know that? A lot of your preachers don't even know that. And they're running stuff up here in your book.
Right.
You understand what we call the Bible? It's just not so. And you won't find no true Jew on earth that believes in Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't learn nothing else, you see, you've learned something.
That's right.
You've learned something today. But now, for the sake of the parties you told you can understand, I'll just go right on. Now we have a book. And a research book in this book. Now we told you all about that in that book. Roman Catholic, you know that.
Okay.
They know better. Now that's an idol from India. That's just Christmas. And when the International Council of Churches met in New Delhi, India, they saw those idols. And it comes from India and around through Germany and into the Vatican.
Okay.
And they went back in this book, which we call the Bible, see, and put Jesus Christ all the way through it. No Jew will accept it.
All right.
Now you are told in Isaiah, 8th
chapter, the 21st reading.
Now I have lost the continuity of thought myself.
That's right.
Now, Isaiah is writing about this. And he's telling you what God says. God says for you to go to the law.
And to the testimony.
And to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
Now, if they speak not according to this word.
It is because there is no right in them.
See, you don't know that. Now they don't. Now you go back there. Now when you go back to the law and to the prophecy, you won't find Jesus Christ mentioned in it.
That's right.
Suppose we do that. You see? Isaiah 7:14.
Therefore.
The Lord himself. The
Lord. What did you say? The
Lord himself. Oh no. Now, don't you start no argument with God. See, don't start that. No, don't start that stuff here. Therefore, the Lord himself
shall give you a sign.
Shall give you a sign.
Behold,
a virgin
shall conceive,
and bear a son,
and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And shall call his name Emmanuel. Now you what the law says? That's what you call his name.
That's
right. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. What?
Emmanuel.
What else?
One reason for it.
That. I see what it says.
Better eat this one. Butter and honey shall he eat. That he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good.
Read on.
For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou hast forest shall be forsaken of both her kings.
Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Now see, I didn't say that. So don't go running out and say that man says it. That's what they've been doing all the time. Because I just shoot these preachers out there, see.
Now, that's in prophecy, is that right?
Right.
Now then, let's get in what you call the New Testament, which is not.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, it's in all parts and all Romans chapter 5. That way. It is not the New Testament. Now, if you would look at the New Covenant, look at what God said.
Jeremiah 31:31. I mentioned of these things because they can overthrow it. Jeremiah 31, that's the problem. After those days, it
says,
God, I will make it, I will do that. Just like he said, God, he'll show you a sign of all intent.
That's right.
You understand?
Right.
That I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Now listen, after into their heart, well, I write my law, not Matthew.
Okay.
Not Mark. Not Luke. Not John, but God. God has made the first covenant with him. And it shall be God that makes the second covenant. It was God that opened tables of stone with his fingers. You understand? And it is God that writes in such the tables of your heart.
Right.
So say the 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Shall we begin again to come in my mouth, or neither, or is necessary?
Is that right?
You understand? You understand? Here are our epistles written in our hearts, ready to go on all things. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Tell on your own grace.
Right.
Right. I said that because we got some license here, ministers' license. That won't fix it.
Right. Right.
We don't need no commendation to nor from.
That's right.
That's right.
Nevertheless, it's all required. So we're going to give you a license. Those that haven't received, we've got them right here.
Stand up. But with God in a man's heart, and in his mind, listen, I say in the book, you're inseparable.
You're not independent of God. God's sitting way up in the sky somewhere. You understand? That's part of mine. See? Someday you're going to jump down out of that. You understand?
Yes.
You see? Catch you with your works up to date or undone. Well, I'm just trying to tell you so you can understand. Man is inseparable from God. They come from God. It is in him. They're in him now.
Right.
That's why I go back to this, Jesus. I believe me that I am in the Father. You understand? That he got the praise. And the Father is in me. Else believe on me from my bed work stand. God that made you. You understand? Was in that body. You understand?
Right.
You understand? God that made the universe, you are hooked up to me.
Right.
You can't get outside. You understand? It's in him that you live, and you have to move and have your being. 17 chapters after the Bible.
Right.
Paul and Mars Hill, Matt and Greek.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You see? I told you that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Is that right?
Right.
And I told you that man was made in the likeness and image of God. Is that right?
Right.
And therefore, you were pneuma, psychic, and soul.
Right.
You were soul, body, and spirit. Say, what did you say God was? God is spirit.
Right. That's right.
So you're spirit, soul, and body. God is spirit.
Right.
Manifesting in this incorporeal, that's the identification yourself in the eye. You understand?
Right.
And then you can see this. So the matter comes from spirit, and that's why you were shaped in form and made like you are.
Yeah.
See?
Right.
You are a part of God, and God is a part of you.
Yeah.
There's no way of escape. There's no getting outside of it. Right. But your consciousness and realization of it, that's something else.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
You
that's
see? Right. You get the point?
Right.
Since any and we live and we move and have our being. David said, if I took the wings of the morning, you see, and flew on beyond the turning stars, or made my, you understand? If I took the wings of the morning, see, and he flew off, you understand? Penetrated the iron sphere, you understand?
Yes,
the stratosphere, the subtle sphere, and the iron sphere, you understand? And then we're all out into the boundlessness of space, where the astronauts have even dared to
travel. Okay.
You see what I mean? Can you understand? If I did that, he said, God bless.
Right.
That means I tell you what this world out here is really better. God bless. If I make my bed in hell, be there. Things that are just impossible for him to find in lexicographers and ethnologists.
to see a word sufficient to describe to your and to my carnal consciousness what he saw there.
All right.
It didn't make no difference whether he spoke with more tongues than all of you. They say tongue just couldn't tell it.
That's right.
You understand? Somebody had to see it. You understand?
Amen.
You see? It had to be revealed. The name of anything that you just read in the book had to be revealed. You understand? Now, what did I stop reviewing for? I haven't marked the continuity of thought. See, more than likely you have, but I haven't. See, because your mind rung up on a tangent. See? And you can't follow through. So then what I had to do every once in a while is go back, bring you up to date. See, now we talked about it.
Right,
and I had not had to go there and read that Jesus Christ was not mentioned in the law.
Right.
You see, I don't know where he was from. Now, they don't speak like it's mentioned over there, and that's because there's nobody.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
Now, that was the idea. It was, and that was God. He said, I'll give you a sign.
Right.
Well, now it is that he's going
to
give us.
That's right.
You see it now? All right. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth the Son of God with all his name and man. You see, now, well, that's what I could do. If it was me in the way I always do. Everything God does, you know. There's a whole virgin shall conceive and bring forth the Son of God with all his name and man. Wonderful. No, you can't ask the ABCs to say the Roman Catholic. He says, talk about the mother of God, Jesus being a mother of God. You understand?
Yeah.
And you can go on from there. That's not the way I do it. You understand? I quite said to God, why me? That you're going to have a verse to bring forth the Son.
Mm-hmm.
What's that for? In the same place. A verse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm not disputing with God that he didn't say that, but I don't know why he didn't. Why he can't. But you give me an idea. You see how I said I made my investigation?
Yes.
Now look.
Right.
You understand? Now we got you up a tree. Both ways. Every kind of way.
See, in the beginning of his being. Not the beginning of the creation. Because I told you he created the incorporeal first, the angel.
That's
right. On the shaking form first. And then reflected that down in matter.
All right.
In the physical earth.
That's all right.
Is that right?
Right.
You see? And I'm investigating. I told you the story and everything else.
All right.
You see? All right. Now in Maryland. You was reading over there by John on the Isle of Patmos, weren't you?
All right, well.
Mm-hmm. You see? Now what in the world did he read over that for? What's he reading here again before? You understand? I told you that that God that created the heaven and earth was manifested in a physical body. Is that right?
Right.
Walked around here.
See?
Now, you can read over that in Matthew 1:21. Now, we went to the law and we found out in the law that his name shall be. You understand? Called Emmanuel. And these names have an interpretation and meaning. All right, read in Matthew.
And see,
where you read?
Matthew
1:21. All right, read.
And she shall bring forth a son.
And she shall, for this virgin shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
That word Jesus means Savior. Translation three means Jesus means Savior. Christ means anointed. You understand? But that's not the reason. But that's not what they say.
That's right.
You understand? Let's say it. New Testament written first in Greek. I beg your pardon, it wasn't no such thing.
That's right.
See, everything is on hand, though. You don't realize all this, and you don't hear all this. That man is a number of profound men.
Right.
Now, let me show you the colossal stupidity in that. You won't lose the sense. You won't lose the thought, maybe. No. Now, God is talking to you. That's those days I make a new covenant with Israel, is that right?
Right.
When he spoke in Hebrew, is that right?
Right.
See, Acts speaks in, so that's what they speak in Hebrew.
Right.
And if God speaks in anything else but Hebrew, they wouldn't understand what he was talking about. Most wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Even
the children of Israel.
Right.
And this is the speech. This is the first church. And this is the speaking. God speaking in church, means congregations, and the very congregations around Mount Sinai. God is speaking and says that I'm the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. You see what I mean? She put it down right here!
Alright.
That's me. That same God that made the new covenant. That made with the house of Israel. I ain't gonna make another covenant with the house of Israel. They gonna make like the one that came before. You understand? Not what I'm telling you about here. What the people think is the new covenant is not the new covenant. That's what I'm talking about. God said then, Jeremiah 31, after those days, into their hearts will I like my law. You understand? I'm going to do that. See, then the devil come up here twisting and swearing the thing all up. See? Got Matthew writing the New Testament. Mark writing the New Testament. Luke writing the New Testament. Paul writing the New Testament. John, I don't care who you want first to speak to that. Anybody. You see? God said, I'll pass those days, I'll do that.
That's right.
Now, it was God that wrote, if you understand, the old one.
Right.
It's God's going to write the new one.
Right.
Now, listen, folks. Listen, I want to tell you how silly it is. Now, if it's God making a new covenant, or God making a first, see, then he's going to be there. And it's the same God that's making a new covenant with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look like a fool talking to them in Greek.
Right.
See, what your trouble is, you don't know the difference between the New Testament and the biography.
That's right.
And the doctrine written by the apostles.
Amen.
You see? Almost everything that you can think of is historical.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? The name and everything else.
Right.
You see? Now look.
So that's how it is. You can learn yourself to see, bring what you've done back, you'll call his name Emmanuel. Now you guys don't hear Steve. Now that's interpolated. That was not in the original text.
That's right.
All right, read.
Now all this was done.
That it might be fulfilled. I see that prophecy talk all night about that.
That's right. This was spoken of the Lord. By the prophet Isaiah saying. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. And shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
All right.
Now what's the interpretation?
Is God with us? Now you remember I told you God himself. What man thinks in that
Bible? All right.
You see? Preached by interpretation. A virgin that brought forth that son. You understand? A virgin. See? Bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Which by interpretation is God with us. The God that made the universe and is so gigantic is now in the form, taking form of a physical man.
Right.
And Paul is looking at it, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself.
Right.
You understand? That's the reason why when he spoke, everything responded.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why? Because this is the creator that brought everything into existence. It's manifested in this body. Without controversy, without any argument, without any scientific or philosophical or academic research of any kind, without controversy, without any debate or argumentation, without controversy, this is the mystery of God. God was manifested. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
You know, Max Gray, his credentials. I went to Morehouse Theological Seminary. I went to Payne Theological Seminary. I went to Yale. I went to Harvard. I went to Washington. Here is my degree.
You know, you're supposed to accept that. This is a but when you get in and speak, the thing is good there. I've been kind of just like you. All of it has been. That's right. From Adam on down. All is pretty good. That's why it necessitates a new birth. You understand? Nobody got no business running around boasting and blowing and bragging about something. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody got no preeminence over nobody. All the sin is come short of the glory of God. And you're no smarter than nobody else.
That's right.
God give you a sufficient amount of intelligence to understand it, to comprehend this person.
You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? There's a sentence there, the first chapter of St. John. God enlightens every man
that comes in the world. Give you a sufficient amount of intelligence.
You understand that? You want to stand still and look at the thing as it is.
That it is received from God. And then desire.
That's the man's heart for it.
I've done my job.
Yeah.
You see what that means? He shall call his name in man, which is by interpretation God the Son. Now he's been walking around saying, look,
I ain't come in my own name. I've come in my Father's name. What is your Father's name? God. What's your name? Joshua. What's the name of the Holy Ghost? Eloah.
Right. Hebrew name.
Right.
Not Greek.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
That's why you come with his Father.
And he walks now. And you what?
Walk down and talk about my Father. Yeah.
My Father. Oh, I was 12. One of them said, so, now you've been talking about your Father a long time. I thought your father's name was supposed to be Joseph.
And your mother's name
was James. Now you've been talking about your Father. Now you've come up with all that. It's funny, Jerry.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Good fellow. Have I been so long a time with you and you don't know me? When you see me, you see the Father.
Yes, sir.
Is that right,
sir? All right. See?
That's right.
You understand?
Yes.
When you listen to me,
you
see.
After season come forth from the Father.
Right? You understand?
And when you see me, you see the Father. I told you matter comes from spirit. I told you the pure spirit of mind, the demarcation or any part of it, the way it comes from spirit.
Right.
You understand? And when you see where I come from and where I go back to, then there's no question about it.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? Now when you see that, then you see the Father.
Right.
God that made the universe was manifested in a body, sacrificed and burnt offering, I was not but a body, and shall prepare it for me. And said, I know I come in the body of the truth, as it is written, we desire the old God. You understand? Where the Sanhedrin council, the religious, all that, he's in the fact, why didn't he report up here to us, to send me? So he went out down there, looking and hollering out there, and running around out there in the wilderness, and out through Galilee, and Jerusalem, and one place to none. Why didn't come to see us back and tell us that he was the Messiah? I go to Rabbi, I got to pick a man.
Right.
You see? Well, now when he was 12 years old, then he come back out of Egypt.
You understand?
Right.
You see? That's what I mean. You can just grow. You've been from your own self. You understand? When you're 12 years old, and the prophet said, you lost your Sunday to the temple. Isn't that right?
Right.
He went up there to the Feast of the Passover, isn't that right?
Right.
And he was 12 years old, and Mary and Martin and Joseph and them went on the south, went on back where they come from. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, and that's him up there. He done passed off with Sanhedrin Council. But Doctor, look at all the doctors. You got to stand on the side of the sky, boy. Isn't that right?
Right.
Certainly it is. Is that right?
Right.
They were astonished then.
Yeah. Nobody got no excuse.
Right.
Oh, think you made that right.
You understand?
Right. First,
and if I told you, now I'm going to tell you, why did God say it? And I read over that, and I did, and it's the first question you read in Matthew, you understand? Now I'm going to tell you, now why at work did he say that? You see?
Right.
Now you read that.
Now you know where to read.
You see? You get the point?
Yeah.
See, you're lost with Captain Brett running red. together, bring your Bible.